So in general, I find that learning Chumash is to say that besides for the lachas and the kairos to gemaras and limudim that we spend all our day on, but also in hashkafa sachaim, when we learn the parshiyos with the rishonim, even just Rashi and Ramban, there's so much hashkafa sachaim that comes out of it that gives us derech in life. And before the Musa movement, before the movement of learning Musa and having Musa Siddarim, the Musa that they learned was from Parshat Pesukim, and that was part of the fight, that we don't need extra Sfarim, Sisharim, and Achas Tzaddikim, and all these other Sfarim, when we have a Chumash with Rishayim, which from there alone we see the Musa. But after the war, even those that fought against it before the war, but after the war, realized that lemaisa, we don't learn Chumash the way we're supposed to learn it. And we're not taking out of the Chumash the Musa that we should be taking out. Therefore, it is important to institute into the Siddur HaYeshiva a Musa Seder. But we're going to try to learn up the parashiyos to be able to take out of it the Hashkafa that we need to take out of it. My favorite, if I'm allowed to say favorite, but my favorite Sefer is Sefer Bamidbar actually, and Dvarim the second. And I'll tell you why. Because going through Sefer Bamidbar and going through the Musa that Moshe Rabbeinu gives, which is of course Apid Tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you learn the nature of a human being. Throughout Sefer Bamidbar, every story that happens there, and again included in Sefer Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is going over the different chatoim that they did, he's going into the depth of the psychology of a person. And to understand what caused Klal Yisrael to do that chet. And we're talking about over there, the chizik is, we're talking about over there in Sefer Bamidbar and Sefer Dvarim, we're talking about Klal Yisrael, who was connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most connected way. They were living in the Anonim, which was surrounded by the Shekhinah. They were being fed by the Mon, which is food straight from Shemayim. They were the Dardeya, they were the Dar Mekabli Torah, and yet they were Nichshal on their Madrega in certain Chatoyim, which teaches us what we need to be careful about. Where are our Yetzirahs and what we're made up of? If we learn it well enough, we learn it with the Rishayim, we'll see that. And as I said, I think I see that very much throughout the Parshas and Sefer Dvarim. So we're starting with Parshas Ki Tzetze. The first Parsha of Parshas Ki Tzetze to me is Ashver Parsha. Every year, I Parsha gets stuck on it. I'm hoping that with the Chus of the Rabbim, we'll be able to have a good shot here. But it would help if you have Chumashim, at least a Chumash and Rashi. And perhaps with Ramban, if you could. Today we'll just speak it out. But so the parasha starts off with Kiseite la Mechama, you'll go out to Mechama al Oyivecha against your enemy. Unisana Hashem alikecha biyadecha, and Hashem will give it to you. Neshavisa shivyon. Now every word here needs hesbah, as we know in every word of the Torah. But take the pasuk Kiseite la Mechama. When you go out to Muhammad. I mean, the next pasuk is Bariisa Bashivya. You'll see in the captives, Eishes Sifas Torah. Now, the chiddush of the first parsha over here is about Eishes Sifas Torah. He goes ahead, he sees this beautiful looking lady, the Choshakta Ba, and he has a cheshik for her. He wants to take her for a wife. And the Torah explains to us how you're able to do that. So that's the chiddush of the parsha. Now, be'emes, the Torah could have started off, skip the words ki seitzi la macham, just say ki tira b'shivya eishes yifas toya. Start off if you'll see in the captives eishes yifas toya Obviously, where else are captives from? From Melchama. So why does it have to say Kisetz al Melchama? And, okay, so you want to start off with like a star, Kisetz al Melchama. What's al Oyivecha? Who else are you going out to Melchama with? You don't wage war against your best friend or your friend. Of course, you're going against your enemy. And then the Torah says, and Son Hashem Hashem's going to give it to you. Wow, there's a guarantee over here that Kiseit El Mechama, Aloi Vecha, you're going to get it. Vishavisa Shivyai, Vereisa Bishivya, Eishas Yifastaya, Vichashaktaba. Now, who are we talking about? I'm talking about here G'doyle Oilam. Right? Rashi says here, Lo Dibra Torah Kinege Yitzahara. The Torah is speaking Kinege the Yitzahara. Shem Eina Kosh Baruch Matira Yisa'ena Be'issa. I'm talking about people over here that if the Torah will not be matter this, he's going to marry her Be'issa. So, first of all, how did Rashi know that? Where's that merumas in the Pasuk that we're talking about Kinege the Yitzahara? Why? Why are we saying that? But who are we talking about over here? We know from last week's Pasha that when they went out to Mechama, the Kohen HaMashiach got up and he said, anyone who built a house and didn't get a chance to live in it yet, go home. Okay? Chedek Klai So goes home. Anyone who planted a kerem and didn't get a chance to live in it, go home. Next Chedek goes home. Misha Eras Ishtai, someone who got engaged, didn't yet get married, go home. Next Chedek. Then we say, Misha Yorei V'rach Levav, someone who has any type of chet, even if he was Messiah, being tefillah, tefillah, he spoke between tefillin, go home. Klai Yisrael, another group goes home. There was the Maskilim, right? The Maskilim put on a play. They wanted to make fun of the frum Jews. So they put on a play. The who's left? Chavetz Chaim, Chaim Moisa, Chaim Briska. They're left. And what are they going to do, said the Maskilim? But the Arnivas, the Chavetz Chaim, didn't tell Reb Chaim Briska, you shoot first. And Reb Chaim Briska didn't tell Reb Chaim Moisa, you shoot first. And by the time they get a chance to shoot, they can be gone. That's what the Maskilim says. So when they told it over to either Reb Chaim Briska or to the Chavetz Chaim, the response was, they got it right, but one mistake. That's taka what's going to happen, but we're going to win at the end. When the Son Hashem, that's going to happen. When the Son Hashem, it's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. So we're talking about here, G'dayle Oilam, Tzadikim, and on that we're saying, V'ra'isa Eishas Yifastoya, V'chashakteba, Chashakta means you have a desire for a burning desire, right? I mean, that's... And Rashi tells us, K'negede Yitzahara, that if we're not matter it, he's being Oivan Issa. Pliyatsuma. And then Rashi goes ahead further. He tells us something, says, but Avodim Nasa, if you're going to marry her, Saifai Liya Sayinas, she's going to be hated. That means you're going to be living with a wife which you hate. And that's like a henim in this world, let me tell you. To be married to a lady and you don't like her, and you hate her, and you know what's going to happen after that? It's not the end yet. The Saifai Lahoilin Mimena Ben Seira Mayra. That's what happens when you live with a lady that you don't like. You have a Ben Seira Mayra. This is also not a simple thing. Kachnis B'chu Pashi said, look, hello, therefore we're Seimach these Pashtia. So that's how Rashi actually knew that he did Ritay Al Kenei Yitzahara. Because if it was a Chatchila Dika thing to do, then why would you end up with a Ben Seira Mayra? Elamai, it's not lechatchila. Torah is Chatzko Bramsky is to tell, he is to give shir chumash to a group of boys which were not on the derech, and he came to this pashi, didn't know what's he going to do. So he started off the shir, he said to them, says, this week's pasha, there's a machayiv over here to keep kol Torah kula, and I don't care how strong the Yetzar is, because when the Yetzar is too strong, the Torah is matter. So anywhere else in the Torah where it's not matter, it means you could overcome it. So it means they couldn't overcome their Yetzirah. It's a pliyatsuma, it's mind-boggling. It's a pell to me. And then he can't overcome it, and then we tell him, okay, so you have a hetzer to marry her, but you know, you're going to end up hating her, and it bothers me every year, this Rashi. Okay, so we'll try to give a pshat to it as best as we can. Then we go on to the Pasha Ben Tzera, then we go on to the next Pasha. Just being Oyer a few Aris, and then we're going to come back to try to be Pasha the Aris with the Hashkafa and the understanding of the Rishonim over here in these Pashas. Kisiyena le'ish dei noshin. He has two wives. Ha'achas ahuva, achas snua. V'yodol e'bonim ha'uva v'asnua. Each one gives birth to children. V'yoyo ha'beina b'chol ha'snia. The b'char was born to the snua one. Now, comes time for the Yerusha. And the halacha is that the b'char gets pishnayim from what the father leaves over. When he leaves over, the b'char gets a double portion from what's left over. So who should get the double portion? I mean, obviously the father wants the ben ahuva, not the ben snua. So the Torah tells us, v'hoyu b'yayim hanchila izbana v'esa she'yiloy la'yucha levakas ben ahuva apnea ben snua la'b'char. You can't choose one over the other. Why? From this Pasha, we learned there's a din called Yakir. Perek Yesh Neichlin above Basra. There's a din Yakir. A father has a nemanos to say that this is my Bechar. Father has a nemanos to say this is my Bechar. Father has a nemanos to say this is my son. Father has a nemanos to say that this is not my son. Special nemanos that a father has to say this is my son, this is not my son. A mother doesn't have that nemanos. If Moshe was one to be Masad the Kedushin, and the lady, the mother of the Kala, she obviously didn't like her daughter so much, comes running in and she says, by the way, she's a mamzeres. It came from a different man, not her father, not who she thinks her father is. She's a mamzeres. And therefore, I don't think the chassan wants to marry her. And Moshe turned to her and said, you have no nemanis. If you were the father, you have a dinyakir, your neman. A mother doesn't have nemanis, kiddushin, yichos, everything's fine. That's what happened. Moved on. Why doesn't the mother have that amanus? Why is it after the father who has this amanus? We find the Chaya is the birthing coach, the lady who helps give birth, the lady give birth. She has the amanus. She has the amanus to say, this son belongs to this lady. So specific people have the amanus. And some don't. The father has, mother doesn't have. And then we go on to the Pashim and say, Ramayra, and the Gemara has a machlaikis. Did it ever happen? Or it happened once in the history of the world? So if it happened, it happened once. Not never since then, never before then, it never happened. Only once, and perhaps it never took place at all. So why is the Torah writing this whole parasha over here with so many different complicated pratim? What's in Nigeia? So the Gemara asks this question. You know what the Gemara says? It's good for the darshana. The darshana needs to give a drasha. So you can give a drasha. Is that what it means? That's why the Torah is writing it just so you should have a drasha. I can find plenty of drashas without that. Elamai means droish because it's something that is negated to us today. Even though the actual story of Ben Tzera and Maria never took place, but there's something deep over here. But the whole story is so strange. This poor little boy, this young bachar, goes ahead. What did he do already? So says Rashi, Ben Tzera and Maria inechayv ashe yignoiv. He stole from his parents money. The yoichal tartima basa is eating a large portion of meat. The yishta chatzi lo yayin is drinking a handful of yayin. So, what's he doing already? He's eating. We all enjoy eating and drinking, and many people enjoy eating meat, and many people enjoy drinking wine, right? So okay, he's not a mature fellow, and he enjoys eating a lot of meat. He never learned Teresmeisha to find that they not drink wine. So he drinks wine, eats meat, enjoys himself. So now, what do we say? This guy is safe. This guy has a bad future. The Torah is telling us this kid, we don't kill people on a maybe. The Torah is telling you his future is a sip. He's going to finish off his parents' money, and he's going to go out and rob people. Torah is telling us the deep psychology of this person. Now, what happened already? Okay, so he's addicted, right? He's addicted. He's addicted to food. Addicted to food, addicted to meat, addicted to wine. He's going to go and rob people. He can't change this. He won't change this between now and then. He'll grow up. He'll mature. He'll change it, right? People learn how not to eat. People go on diets. You stop eating, you don't eat, right? Hashem made it that if you don't eat for 3 days straight, it doesn't hurt you anymore. The first 3 days it hurts a lot, then you learn how to live with it. So you get past it, you know. It is a nature. So he's not going to learn how to. You sit him down and teach him Musar. No, you're the Torah of Seif Daita. This is an addiction which. Then we say, Yom is Zakai, Va Yom is Chai. Where do you find such a Musig? You kill him now so he shouldn't die Chai. When he'll actually rob someone and kill someone, he'll be chayv misa. We'll give him misa then. Why are we getting rid of him now? Hello. Okay, we gotta understand this. So Mi'at Hashem, I would like to, as much as possible, go through these ha'aris just to see what we can learn from them for our own selves through the Rishayim over here. And with that, we have more time, we'll move on to further on into the Pasha, which is also a big Yisai. Every Pasha is another big Yisai. A Meridik Yisai. Okay. Have a wonderful day. Make sure you eat breakfast. So, good morning to everyone. But we left off with many Ha'aris throughout the first few Pashas in Pashas Kiseitze. And the first Ha'ar we asked was, what's the introduction of Kiseitzi Lamachama al Oyivecha? I mean, just say, B'Shivya, when it will be B'Risish, B'Shivya, you see a Shivya, and you want the Eishas Yifas Toya. Why does it say Kiseitzi? And if it does already say Kiseitzi Lamachama, what else are you going out to Muhammad for? If not, al Oyivecha. It's like this. We find this introduction of Kiseitzi Lamachama in a few places in this week's Pasha and last week's Pasha. Later on, turn to Perichov Gimel Pasig Yud. Perichov Gimel Pasig Yud. Says the Pasig, Kiseitzi Machna Aloivecha, when the Machna, the camp of the Klal Yisrael, will go out to a Machama on your enemy, V'nishmarta Mikol Davaro. V'nishmarta Mikol Davaro, you should be careful to watch out from any davara, says Rashi, Shasatan mikatreg b'shas hashchina. The satan is mikatreg b'shas hashchina. It's dangerous. B'shas hasakana. I'm sorry. Why is it shchina? B'shas hasakana. B'shas hasakana. When you're at home, it's one thing. But when you're leaving your home, you're leaving the Beis Medrash and going out, then it is a shas hasakana. That's what Rashi says. Those that have a Ramban, look at the Ramban here. The Ramban on Pasig Yud. V'nishmarta b'kol davara, שעשות למקטר בשעס הכל נושא רשי, והנוכן בעיניי בעניין המצווה הזויס, says Ramban, what seems to be correct in my eyes, לגבי this mitzvah of נשמרתו מכל דברו, and it's possible that Rashi agrees to this. It does not have to mean that the Ramban is arguing with Rashi, which it would seem on the surface. Could be the Ramban is just being moisiv hezbet to Rashi. Right? Rashi is saying that when you go out to fight the enemy, there's a kitruk from the satan. What does that mean, kitruk from the satan? What's the satan being mekatreg about? So it says the Ramban a fascinating idea. At a time where the chet is more common, that's when we need the pasuk to stress the nishmarta. When the machna goes out to the mechama, normally when a group of people go out to a war, at the time when they're out there fighting, there's a total hefkeres. And they'll eat any type of toyeva. Now listen to what he says in the next line. Yigzalu, they'll steal. V'yechamsu is also stealing. V'lo yizbayshisho, and they won't even be embarrassed. Afilu b'niof v'chol nevela. Hayosha b'ini adam b'tiva yislavish achzariyos. At the time when they're fighting the Muhammad, they're dressed with a cruelty, the chema and anger, ketzeis machnal oyov. So the Ramban is telling us over here that the normal approach of machnois when they go out to fight a Muhammad is they lose all their values. They lose their values. And it's very simple. Going out there to kill other people, to destroy cities, to destroy people and places, it creates within a person a certain feeling of achzarius. And at that point, you lose your whole value of being a human being. A human being naturally would not kill someone else, would not do certain things. But at a time of mechama, he loses his entire values. Therefore, I'm just finishing up and then I'll take a question. Therefore, Valkein Hizabai Akasov, Vinishmartam Igodavara. Therefore, I need a special pasik to tell me, be very careful, Klai Yisrael, don't fall into that trap. Don't fall. Valderech Abshadi Azhora Mikola Nessa. So now, what's the pasik saying over here? And then I'm going to take a question. Turn to pasik over there, pasik Yud Gimel. The yod tielachom echutz lamachna, and there should be a place for you outside the machna. V'yotzasa sham chutz, that when you need to relieve yourselves, you should have a bathroom to go to. It shouldn't be right in the middle of the machna. V'yosid tielachom, you should have a peg ala zeinecho with your weapons. V'yibeshif lechol chutz v'chafarta ba, you dig a hole. And when you relieve yourself, you cover over your tzaya. This is the din of that there should not be any tzaya in your machane. A place where you say dvarim should be kedusha, should not be any tzaya. Ki Hashem elikecha mishalich b'kerev machanecha. So why is it so important that even when I'm leaving my machane, I should also have a place for this? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishalich b'kerech machanecha la'atzulcha v'lo seis eivecha lefanecha v'hoye machanecha kodesh. At a time when you're going out to the mechama, it's very easy to think to yourself, okay, the world's in turmoil. Things are hefka, people are doing whatever they feel like doing. So okay, so I'll just relieve myself wherever I feel like doing it. No, you're a Jew. Your Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishalich with you, even when you're going out to Mechama, and not even, befrat, because your enemy is Hashem's enemy. So Hashem is fighting the Mechama with you. But do you want Hashem to fight the Mechama with you? Then act like a Yid at that time. And that's what Ramban says, he has a paladika thing on the pasuk of Yossi, the Chai, he says that at a time when there's Tzaya, the Tzaya blocks your tefillah from going. So therefore, even when you're in a machne out, so the pasuk is telling us over here, a fascinating idea, and I wanted to show to one more place because we're running out of time. Actually, we ran out of time. Just one more. I'm not going to hold you longer. In Pasha Shoiftim, it says, Kisato in Perek Yutes, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yutes through Chaf. The Pasuk says, Kisato el ir yamim rabim, when you will siege a city, lihi lochem aleha letafsa, you're going there to siege the city, to capture the city. Loi sashchis is eitza lindoichel of garzin kimimenu soichel. Don't just knock trees down for no reason. If you need to knock it down to get into the city, okay. But, and the Ramban again explains, he says, in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Vav, when he says over there, Levat lo derech hashchasa, even though you're destroying a city, you're sieging the city, you're going to capture the city. No, but be careful, there's a fruit tree here. People want to eat the fruit. Don't just... And the Ramban says over there, and even when you capture the city, be merachim on the people in the city. Don't just torture them. What's not needed. What's not needed. Don't torture them. Just like you won't want someone to torture you, he says. The approach of a yid to a mechama is totally different than the way the world goes to mechama. Ki seitze la mechama al oivecha. Why am I going to the mechama? Because there's an oiv over here. There's someone who's enemy to me, to Hashem. When I go out to the mechama because it's al oivecha, then it's unisana Hashem alekecha biyadecha. Then Hashem is, then there's a guarantee that Hashem will give it to you. That's why you read the pasuk. But if I don't go with that attention, I go with the attention of I'm looking for a shivya, oh, then you're going to run into problems. Then already you're going to end up marrying her, and you're going to end up hating her, and you're going to end up having a ben seira moira, and to me, trouble. So that's the difference over here. Okay, we'll talk a little more about the Pesukim inside tomorrow. Okay, so let's go to the next step now. So here the Torah says, V'risa v'ashivya, Eishis yifastoye v'choshakta ba, Z'yitzar is working very strong, he has a cheshik, a desire for her, v'lakachta l'chalisha, and you want to take her for a wife. So the pasuk continues, says, Ve'veisel teich beisecho, what should you do? Bring her into your house. V'gilches roshe, shave of her hair. V'asasa tziparneha, make her nails. What does that mean? Rashi says, Tigadlim, let them grow. Kadesha tisnavel, that will turn disgusting. Long nails are disgusting, according to the Torah. Okay. Then it says, Ve'isira simla shivya, take off the clothing that she's wearing as a shivya me'aleha. She should cry that she misses her father and her mother. Yerach yomim, interesting lashon for yerach is a month. It's borrowed from by getting married. It says kisikach ish ishach. Over there says chadasha lashon chadash. By get it uses the lashon of yerach. So it's. Okay, now, so Rashi says over here, why are you doing all this? Rashi says, look at Rashi Yid Gimel, because they used to send the girls out with beautiful clothing in order to be attracted to the people coming against them. Right? So others will be mizana. You're going in and out. You'll see her crying. Again, Rashi used the lashon nivla. It should be moss to you. Again, and she's sad. Basro miskashetes, v'zu misnaveles. So Rashi is learning that these psukim are coming to in order that she should be looked at by you in a way of nivel, not beautiful but disgusting. The Ramban learns differently, as maybe we'll come to the Ramban. The Ramban learns that it's all part of the gerus process, but that's what Rashi learns. Rashi also tells us, which we mentioned earlier, Rashi says over here on Pasuk Yud Aleph, Aval im nasa, but if you do marry her, Saifa liyas seina, at the end you're going to hate her. And then again in Pasuk Yud Dalet, the next Pasuk says, Vayim lecha fatstaba, Hakasav mivasracha, the Pasuk is telling you, She saifcha lesnaisa, you're going to end up hating her. So we asked, who said? Maybe yeah, maybe no. Why is the Torah telling you, not telling you, maybe you'll hate her? Guarantee, shesayv chalas naisa, you're going to hate her. How does the Torah know that? And it's mashma from Rashi that you're going to actually marry her and then hate her. It's not like we're doing all this in order they should hate her to not marry her, which is mashma some rishayim. No, Rashi's saying, shesayv chal, you're going to end up marrying her and then hate her. So, Shat L'chayre is as follows. There's Rabbeinu Yoina and Shari Tshuva in Sharisha and Islam and Alf. Quotes a Pasik in Mishle. And based on that Pasik, he says over there that if you want to acquire a good friend, a friend and have real Ava, a real connection between you and your friend, a true connection, it has to be based on some kind of Teichen, on some kind of goals that you both have to get to. It's not enough just, I like you, you like me, we want to be with each other and have fun with each other. That's not a true friend. A true friend is that we're here to do something together. There's a chavrus shaf between us. We're both coming to build something together, a true kesha together. So too by a marriage. And this is what the Torah is being megalitas. By a marriage that's based on building a true kesher between us, a true bond between us, in order to build a bias, then we're going to have a good marriage, and we'll have a fun marriage, and we'll have an enjoyable marriage. We'll love each other, true love. But if the marriage is based on a outside reason, for example, because she looks so beautiful to you, and that's why you're marrying her, or for her money, or for her looks, or whatever it may be, that's not going to last long. That is going to come to a sinner. That's what Torah is telling you. And it's in reality, it's very true. Doesn't mean it has to be a case of sinner, a full-fledged sinner, but it doesn't last long, and your ava to her was totally in something which doesn't last forever, and then it gets difficult. And when it's difficult, that's not what's going to save the marriage. But when we have goals between each other, that's going to. That's what Torah is telling you. So Torah is telling you it's muftach like that. Mimela, the Torah is saying over here as follows, according to Rashi. I think it's beautiful. I have a yetzarah, b'chashaktaba. I have a real desire for this beautiful looking girl. Yifastoyer, she's beautiful. What should I do? Dibra Torah kenege yetzarah. Rashi says. And the Torah is telling you there are two mahalchim over here. Mahalch number one is to make her moss. She's no longer that beautiful looking girl. And this is true in every taiva you have. Every taiva you have that's not a good taiva. Whatever it may be. Create by yourself that this is disgusting, this taiva. And then hopefully the taiva will leave you. Or that doesn't work. Then think about the outcome. And this is something which we many times don't think about. What's the result? I'm going to give in to my taiva. Okay, give in. But what's the result of your taiva? And that will prevent you from getting into it. Because if I think ahead of myself, this is going to lead to a difficult, painful marriage, then why get into this? So therefore, that's what Torah is being megal to us over here, according to Rashi. If someone, at the end of the day, these eitzes don't work for him, and he does want to marry her, so okay, Torah said, we're going to be matured. But you're ignoring the outcome. Torah goes a step further. Torah says over here as follows. Says, and if you do marry her, not only is it going to be Sinai, but the son is going to be a Bensayra Meira. Right? Saifcha is going to be a Bensayra Meira. Again, we ask, who said? Why does it have to be like that? So the Gemara in the Darim, Daf Chaf on base of the Asugya, where it says that Akash Baruch Hu says about Raisim Ikem Hamardim Apayshim Bi Elu Bnei Teisha Midis. There are nine situations where a person could live with his wife, and the children that come from this marriage are going to be defected. There's going to be a defect in them, whether it's a physical defect, a ruchnis dikka defect, but there's going to be a defect in them. Doesn't mean every time you see a child with a defect, it means the parents were oiv on this. Does not mean that. So don't walk in the street thinking that. But it does say, if you will do this, then there's going to be something with the child. The common denominator between all those 9 points is that there's a chesaron in the bond between the two. And one of them is snua. If there's a hatred between him and her, there's a real hatred, then there's going to... Why? Because a child can't be born from where there's a problem with the shalom bayis over there to the extent that there's a sinna. You want to have good children, there has to be shalom bayis here. And that's what Teres be megal to us. If there's a sinna over here, there's going to be something wrong with the child. So the Torah refers to it as a ben tzeremer. So we asked, if that's the case, so why is it that the Gemara is a machlekes if it ever existed? And even if it existed, one man says maybe, he says it happened once in the history of the world. So what's the Torah saying? Chassam Sefer says a fascinating vart. Chassam Sefer says that be'emes, there's no machlekes over there, that never happened or did happen. The keva that the mandam over there says, I sat on the keva of the Ben Tzeri Meira. He was referring to Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech. David HaMelech married a fastaya, which I want to speak about tomorrow. How's the Shaykh he married a fastaya? He didn't do the Eitzes of the Torah. We'll speak about it. We'll see a fascinating vart in the Arachayim, a Kabbalistic vart. But David HaMelech married a fastaya. The child that was born was Avshalom. The Chassam Sefer says as follows. He says that we have to believe that when the Torah tells us something, we have to have full emunah in what the Torah says. If the Torah is telling you that the child is going to be an unhealthy child, we have to have full emunah in the Torah that it's going to be an unhealthy child. But the Torah also knows that if we're going to kill this child at such a young age, people are going to be meraning. People are going to say, what did this poor little kid do already? Okay, he stole some meat, he stole some money, bought some meat, and he drank some wine. He killing him because on the future, right? We see by Yishmael, by Sheusham, we don't kill people for the future. Why are you killing him? People are gonna speak against the Torah. So even though we know it's true, but still the Torah said, I'm going to make it very difficult for it to happen. Because I want you to, Deroish v'kabel schar means, Deroish, look into the parsha and see the side of the parsha, even though it may not happen, but it could come about in different ways. And that's what the Mandam is saying, that even though you're right, David didn't end up bringing Avshalom to Bezdin with Asra and all that and kill him out to Ben Sarah Meir. He died a different way. But you see from that story that the children are affected. That's what he's saying. Yeshavti Akivra, because there is an effect over here. So what he's saying is that Deroish, look into the Pasha and see what's in the Pasha. And I want to be masbo the Yisrael of the Pasha. But before that, there's another Pasuk over here. It says, Pasuk Yedalit. V'hoyim lechafatz teba, v'shilachta lenafshe, you can send her away. U'mochal isim korena, but you're not going to sell her by kosef. Loitis ameba tachas ashe inisa, says Rashi, loitis tamishba, don't use her as a maid. Here, think about what's happening. I went out to war. We captured this girl. I did have a cheshik for her, but I got over it. I got over the cheshik. Okay, I'm not going to marry her. I'm not going to live with her. But at least let me use her as a maid. Sister, no. No. Send her away. Leitis amerba, don't use her as a maid. Tachas Hashem Nisa. Whoa, it's a peldeke thing. That means the Torah is telling you, as a mensch, it's not going to mean this. It's not going to mean this. At the end of the day, you made her go through a very difficult... She had to sit there, cry over her parents. You made her look like a nivel. For a girl to look like a nivel is torture. You put her through something. Have a good midas and just let her go. Let her go back home. That's what Torah is telling us. A fascinating vart over here. even though it's b'shas mochama, like we said, b'shas mochama, everything's haywire and turmoil in the world, and don't let that be mashpi on you. Ki seitzel mochama alivecha, you're just going to get the enemies. Don't let the mochama be mashpi on you. Don't allow that to be mashpi on you. That's what the Torah is teaching us over here in this pasuk. What an important lesson. Now, from the Pasha Ben Seira Meira, we can learn a few limudim. One limud is like what we said, that from a marriage with a sinner, a child will come out with a defect. Another limud is in chinuch. Toiv achas dava merishisa. The Pasin Kel says that if you want to know how the end is going to be, look at the beginning. If the beginning is good, then the end will be good. If you start off good, the end will be good. There's a fascinating story why I'm with that today. There's a story in Tosfos and Chagiga. Tosfos and Chagiga, Daf Tesvav, brings down a story where Elisha ben Avuya, who was the Rebbe of Rav Meir, he went off the derech. Why did he go off the derech? So Tosfos says over there as follows. His father was a very chash of a person in the city. Everyone respected him. The Talmid Chachamim respected him. The city respected him for who he was. And he had a boy, he had a baby boy. Avuya was born. And it came the day for the Milah. So he called together all the Gedalei Yerushalayim to come join us in the Bris Milah. And they were all sitting in his house, in the dining room there. And everyone was enjoying the good food and the drinks. And they were singing and clapping. They were having a great time. The Gedolim that were there, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, what were they doing? They were talking and learning. And they was having such a simcha that their learning elevated them to a place where it was like, can it see nothing Bahar Sinai? What happened Bahar Sinai? A fire came down and surrounded the house. So the father of Avuya comes to them and says to them, what are you guys doing? You want to burn my house down? Lisrif Basi, you want to burn my house down? So they responded and said, Chas v'shalom, all we're doing is Chayzrin divrei Torah, mitar l'neviim, neviim l'ksuvim, v'ayu advarim smechim k'nesinasim v'sinai, lo'i be'esh nasnu. So he said, Hayol v'kach koich shal Torah, if this is the koich Torah, im skayim ha-ben azel l'Torah, ani mafrishat. But he said it in a way that he was mezalzel in it. And because he was mezalzel in what they were doing, his son ended up going off the derech. And Tais quotes the pasuk, Toiv achres dava shu toiv merishisai. The achres dava is telling the reishisai. By the bris milah, which happens to be, Rav Kivega brings down the Eilei Sefraim, that the bris milah is the time when we remove the arla, is the first point where the child could begin to understand Torah. Until then, he's stuffed. He can't understand Torah. But with the removing of the Mila, now he can understand Torah. So if at that time the Rishi say there's a zilzil, so that's what you say in Chinuch. Chinuch doesn't start when the boy is 13 years old. You got to start the Chinuch already from day one, and perhaps 9 months before, and perhaps now we have to start Chinuch, being Mechanuch ourselves, so we're good Mechanuch when we get married. But that's another limud that we have over here. There's a third limud, which we'll talk about tomorrow, about addictions. Okay. Have a wonderful day. And this doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. Toiv merishisa doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. Kalas chalas kashis means there will be bumps in the road and there will be hardness in the beginning. But Rashi and Parshas Yisro explains to us the yisod of kalas chalas kashis is so it should be arevim, it should be sweet afterwards. When I start off and I have to push through it and work on it and get over that Yetzirah and fight and get to a good place, that creates the sweetness afterwards. Ah, I was successful. I succeeded. Happiness is when a person feels they're succeeding. I accomplished. I'm moving along. That's life. Life is my chaim. The flowing water, flowing, moving along. So, but if I do stick it through, then I'm going to have a achris davar, which will be good. Okay, before we move on, I just want to say 2 points, which could be that these will be the 2 points for today. But one more lima that we can learn from the Tzera Meira, Dresh B'Kal Pascha, means Taka to take out as many limudim as he can from it. Even though the actual case of the Torah may have never taken place, or if it did, it was once, and even that once could be wasn't real, but instead of murder, could be just referring to Avshalom. But a definite Torah is writing us for a purpose. So, Alim and I heard B'Shem Reb Reuven Feinstein, heard from him, was that there are different types of addictions. There's an addiction where I get used to something, and I don't want to let go of it, right? Watching videos, certain drugs which they made legal in New York, New Jersey. You have a hard time leaving go of it. You could let go of it if you wanted to. But then there's drugs which your body begins to need. And if you don't give it to yourself, you feel like you're starving. You feel the pain in your body that I need this. And that's the addiction that the Torah is telling us not to get used to. A body needs to eat. You need to eat. Like we asked, what's this Ben Sayyamari doing wrong? All he's doing is he's eating meat and drinking wine. It's true. Body needs to eat, and if you don't eat, you're gonna feel hungry and you're not gonna be able to function normally. But he's getting himself used to needing a large amount of meat and a large amount of wine. To the extent that the Torah is telling us that this is a type of addiction, which when I don't have it, my body's going to be starving for it. I'm not going to be in control of myself. And this is what the Torah does not want us to do. When someone starts smoking or whatever it may be, he has to ask himself, am I doing this because I am doing it, but doing it because just, you know, I want to do one, two, here, there, but not that my body needs it. I could let go of it at any moment. But as soon as it gets to the point where I'm doing it and now my body needs it, so meaning you made yourself need something that you don't need. So even though it's food, you need to eat food, but he made himself now need, to the extent that the Torah is telling us, that if he will be in a matzah where he's not going to have the money to be able to buy that meat and wine, he will rob other people and he will murder other people to get that money to buy the meat and wine. That's an addiction where he made himself need something that he doesn't need. And that's what we have to be careful about in our life and in whatever area that may be. And the truth is, even if he has the money, he may come to murder someone. What happens? This guy has a lot of money in the bank. Goes to the ATM machine. Not working today. The ATM machine is not working. Goes to the next one. Also not working. He can't get his money out. But he's starving. He loses control. So even if you're a rich guy and I'll be able to afford it for the rest of my life, still the Torah is telling you, you're putting yourself in a matziv where you're making yourself need something you don't need. Okay, so those are the limudim. I think we said 3 limudim that we can learn from the servant, Sarah Myra, and that's what's brought out of here. Now, one more ha'ara, before we go on, is that we find David HaMelech had a son, Avshalom. He had many sons. And the son, Avshalom, rebelled against him. He wanted to be the melech. Story, the whole story by itself. Why he rebelled against his father, David. What he wanted. Why he wanted the melucha over Adoniyahu. Baal Kapanim, he rebelled against his father. And he was chayv. He was killed. He was killed. And David HaMelech said, the Gemara in Saita Yiram Beis says over there, David HaMelech said 8 times, B'ni, B'ni. And 7 of them was to take him out of the Madure Gehenim. Then it says, Ikadamri, the Karv Reisha Ligabi Gufiv, Ikadamri, Yisei La Amadasi, to bring him to Olam Haba. The point was to bring him to Olam Haba. So his father is now being Isaac in taking his son out of the deepest place of Gehenim to bring him to Olam Haba. So Chushi Ha'archi says to David, you must have done something wrong if you had a son that had to get killed. So Gemara says over there, David Melch for Ba'al Zar, you'll see the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf, I'll tell you what, Daf, Kuv Zayin Amirah. But it says over there, Chushi Archi says to David, my time of Kanesivas Yifastaya. It must have been that you married a Yifastaya. Why did you marry a Yifastaya? Because if, right, Rashi says over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loi Oved Din Ob Loi Dina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do din without deserving din. Shemaimid Bin Chalaharcha. If he set up your son to kill you, to rebel against you, Da'at my taima nisavta yifastaya. Why did you marry yifastaya? The imay shel Avshalom is Rashi. The mother of Avshalom was ma'acha bas talmei ha-melech gashor. V'tavsa David b'mochami, he took her in mochama. So David HaMelech responded, yifastaya rachman ha-shargi. The Torah l'maisa was ma'at yifastaya. Amalei, so Chushi Archi said, Loi darash the smuchim, the samach leki yiel, ish ben seiro meira. Kol anoisi, if astai ish the ben seiro meira. You didn't dash in the smuchim in the Torah that someone who marries, if astai is going to have a ben seiro meira. Now, it's a plea atzuma. Based on everything we read the psukim yesterday, and the psukim are pretty much been furish, that even though there's a heter, but you should not do the heter. If you do the heter, you're going to end up with a snua. You're going to end up with a benzer meira. David HaMelech, Melech Yisrael, couldn't hold himself back. He couldn't follow the two eights that the Torah gave in order not to marry the Yifastaya. So the Aruch Chaim over here is, again, I'll tell you the words of the Aruch Chaim. You can look at it inside also. But the Aruch Chaim here in his second Mahalach, and what's going on over here by Yifastaya, the first Malach is the way we learned it until now. The second Malach is that there's something very deep over here with the Neshamas. And he says, Yisoid, he says, it's on page, is it? It's on page. Over here on page Shin Pei Gimel on these Chumashim. He says that there's Oida Galul Chasoid Echa. It's on the first column in the middle. Oida Galul Chasoid Echa. I'm going to tell you a Soid. He says you have a Neshama Tahira, which is Davuk with a Neshama Tameya. Sometimes you can have a Neshama Torah hidden inside someone who's a Tmeya. And sometimes you can have a Neshama Tmeya hidden inside a person who's a Kaddish. Ve'en koich b'Torah lahatis a Tmeya lehetiv. In order for the Torah, right, so we're talking about here the case where the Neshama Torah is davuk in the Neshama Tmeya. It's like a klipa, right? Klipa is a peel. So a klipa, there's a klipa of tumah surrounding this neshama taira. If you have a fruit, orange, how do you get to the fruit? You have to peel off the peel first. So I need to get the orange out of the peel. So what do I do? So how do you do that over here? Say olamad. You have, he goes into different gagulim. Just to read the words are fascinating. So he says, you have an neshama kedosha ben aklipa. So this pshat in gerim, he says. Gerim. Yeah, what's pshat there? Gera. Gera is in skyer. Pshat is that within this guy, he has some kind of neshama taira. And he wants to bring it out. So he becomes a ger. His neshama remains and he starts over like he's born now to a new guf. So he says sometimes that neshama of the fastaya, I'm saying it in one line, he says it in about 30 lines. Sometimes that neshama taya which is trapped in this fastaya needs to get out. And needs to attach itself to someone who's Kaddish. And therefore there is a musik of someone seeing Yifas Toya and being able to feel that I have some connection to this Yifas Toya, not through my Yetzahara, but through Inyanim Kedusha, and he will be permitted to use the Het of the Torah, because we asked yesterday, if it's so bad, at the end of the day, why is the Torah giving a Heter? If it's so bad. Teretz is that there's two machim. That's why we read the first pasuk, and that's what I'm going to end with today. We said, if you go out to the machama because you're going to fight the oyev, which is the oyev to Klal Yisrael, and every oyev to Klal Yisrael is the oyev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's your sole purpose over here. Then you have a guarantee, Hashem will make you win. And you will capture Shivyai, his captive. His captive is that very special captive, that very special neshama, which has to go to this tzaddik, because we ask tzaddikim, has a shaykh, they can fall into Yifas Toya. Shaykh, the tzaddik like David HaMelech, understood that this is Yifas Toya that he has to connect with. But if you're going out because you saw a Shivya, and that's your kavan in the Muhammad to get that Shivya, to marry that Shivya, then you're going to have a snur ben tzermara. The only question I still have after this teretz is that the chayra David Melch shouldn't have ended up with ben tzermara. So we're saying a big chiddush of it, that even if he's doing it with the right intentions, still, at least it's possible for the son to end up being a ben tzermara. That I can't answer. Okay. We should have a wonderful day.